Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I don't know about you all, but like I feel better after talking to our two last guests we just had on, and I want to again give a big, big heartfelt thanks to Commander Greg Apollo and Al LaBelle of the DAV. Mr. LaBelle correcting me as we took care of some final matters off the air. The organization prefers to be called the DAV, so my apologies for getting that wrong, and my thanks for the correction. We're always trying to learn here together. Again, if you want to learn more about the DAV, go to dav-wi.org. The number to the Milwaukee chapter, 414-902-5736. That's 414-902-5736. I don't want to go back into the partisan hammering after that. I was talking with Mr. LaBelle. We're going to have him back on because part of what the DAV does is they have an extensive advocacy program where they will talk with legislators to advance and to advocate for our veteran community. They just had a large event this past April 22nd. They were at the Capitol here in our state. They had over 400 veterans in attendance. So we're going to have Mr. LaBelle back on the show to talk to him about veterans issues. While I don't really relish the idea of getting back into the partisan wrangling, we do have to address the business of the day. And I wouldn't really be doing my job if I didn't point out that one of our congresspeople, a veteran himself, and also a guy who received food stamps, has had some things to say about continuing support and potential cuts to the VA. I think we got to take a listen. This is Representative Derek Van Orten talking about cuts to the VA.
Here's what happened. Mr. Secretary, I had my crack graphics team draw this up so I can explain to some people what's going on. Here it is, right there. That's the whole VA. This is the problem with the VA. Okay? This is the increase in bureaucrats. These are the doctors. It's almost a flat line. And then we have an increase with the veterans because of the PAC Act, right? So when we are going to cut the VA, and I hope you do, sir, this is where you need to make the cut, right there, in this line, right there, sir. If, Mr. Secretary, if you cut this, then this line with the doctors and stuff, the people that are actually touching our veterans and providing care, can go like this, right? And then we can match the increase with vets. So, Mr. Secretary, I'm incredibly happy and looking forward to working with you and your administration. And if there's anything, just if you have a top line item that we can do from the congressional side, power of the person, all that stuff, if you could, you know, rattle off one or two of them, it'd be great. We will write these down and we'll take it for action.
Yeah, let's support cuts to the VA. It's just, I guess there's a saying in the law, it's res ipsa loquitur, it's fancy Latin speak for the thing speaks for itself. I think the thing speaks for itself, do you not? And on that big, brutal bill, every single Wisconsin congressperson voting for the bill in the middle of the night because they were proud of it or not. Again, Congressman Van Orten, who pledged to never cut emergency food assistance, just broke that promise and voted to cut emergency food assistance. 18 million kids are likely to lose their school lunches. 14 million Americans will lose their health care. And what we found out in the last, 40 hours, somewhere in that ballpark, this big, brutal bill will also cut $500 billion from Medicare. So not just Medicaid, ladies and gentlemen. That's $880 billion, another $300 billion from emergency food assistance, and yes, $500 million will be cut from Medicare, starting next year. That's what we're looking at. Oh, and then there's this. Thought I'd tell you about the, quote, manager's amendments. You know, the stuff that they stuck in to the big brutal bill right at the last minute. Some interesting provisions. There's, of course, the tanning salon exemption. Weird. Why are they worried about tanning beds? I don't know. That was one of them. Inexplicable. I'm sure there's some reason. But here are some of the additional last minute. Just squeak this in. I'm sure no one will pay any attention since it's 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. The amendment struck language that would have calculated the retirement payments for federal employees based on the average of a worker's 5 years of highest income instead of the last 3 years. So, yeah, Screw those federal workers. Yep, check. Let's see here. Oh, gun silencers. Representative Andrew Clyde of Georgia had already won the elimination of a $200 transfer tax on gun silencers. So, you know, we don't want to tax the buying and selling of silencers because that might, maybe disincentivize the buying and selling of silencers. That's something that we want to incentivize, I guess, for Andrew Clyde of Georgia. But he got more in the wee small hours. It also strikes now the $200 tax on the manufacture of gun silencers and otherwise completely removes silencers from the regulatory oversight, the purview of the National Firearms Act. You know, the thing that you put on a firearm so it doesn't sound like a firearm? Yeah, that's no longer regulatable under the National Firearms Act. We can thank Representative Andrew Clyde of Georgia for that. Check. Here's another one, manager's amendment. The sale of public lands in Nevada and Utah, that was eliminated. Let's see here. Language inserted, allowing for the sale of public lands was struck. Members in those states wanted the provision, but Representative Ryan Zinke of Montana stood firm against using land sales to raise revenue for the megabelt. Well, that might be a plus. They actually stopped some public land sales. Who knew? I don't think because they want to keep the land, they just don't want to raise revenue that way. Okay, Trump accounts. Oh yes, this one's fun. The Ways and Means Committee included a new tax advantage savings vehicle, which isn't actually tax advantaged at all. I can get into that explanation. I used to run a 401k style plan. I know a little thing, two, three things about this. They were going to call them MAGA accounts, but last night they figured, oh, we should actually call those Trump accounts. Call those Trump accounts. And again, tanning salons. Oh, abortion. There was something they snuck in there about abortion. The new language is going to restrict payments to ACA plans that offer abortion in any situation other than rape and incest. So if you if you do not have employer-provided health insurance and you have to go get health insurance on the ACA exchange, no health insurance for abortions for you, even if they're legal in your state. Yes, because we know that making abortion illegal saves women's lives and reduces the infant mortality rate. Oh, wait, checks notes? No, it actually has the opposite effect. Maternal mortality goes up. So does infant mortality. And but at least there's fewer abortions. Oh, wait, checks notes? No, that's not true either. So much for the pro-life argument. This is probably my favorite in the big brutal bill. Like, again, aside from this being the largest tax welfare plan for 100 billionaires, gazillionaires, the Elon Musks of the world, and mega corporations, aside from that, and aside from the fact that it's the largest gutting of health insurance and emergency food assistance in our nation's history. You know, aside from all of that, these other things are interesting too. There was this little provision snuck in last night. This is on the remittance tax. Doesn't that sound boring? Sounds really uninteresting, doesn't it? Remittance tax. That amendment scales back tax on overseas remittances. That means when you bring money back from your, from all of your many bank accounts abroad. Right, Jacob? You've got a ton. I have a, I don't know, like a couple hundy bank accounts abroad. We're international men and women of mystery here at Civic Media. Yeah, got rid of that that tax on those remittances. Scales it back, actually, from 5% to 3.5%. Because why? Because only rich people have money in bank accounts abroad. Let's not collect that revenue. We need less revenue. I'm just, we just gave away $22 billion for what? All those regular people with those bank accounts abroad. Yeah, that was $22 billion. Gone. And last but certainly not least, last minute, you know, 2-3 a.m. revisions to the bill, rolled back a whole mess of green energy initiatives under former President Joe Biden. Because, you know, weather is not getting more extreme, Jacob. It's just like it was a decade ago, right? If you guys don't know Jacob, he's the quiet man behind all of the machinery that makes sure that you can hear my voice. I appreciate him dearly. He laughs at my jokes silently. I hope you're chuckling along as well. Yeah, well, that is the big, brutal bill. Keep an eye on that one. The worst is yet to come. I want to talk to you all a bit about the intentional infliction of emotional harm, which is a tort. You can sue someone for this. And Jacob, do you have this Russell Vogt sound ready to go? We're going to listen to the guy that Donald Trump picked to head up the Office of Management and Budget. In regular people speak, this dude is the HR director of the entire federal government. And this is what he had to say about how they plan to treat federal workers.
We want the bureaucrats to be traumatically affected. We want, when they wake up in the morning, we want them to not want to go to work. Because they are so, they are increasingly viewed as the villains. We want their funding to be shut down so that the EPA can't do all of the rules against our energy industry because they have no bandwidth financially to do so. We want to put them in trauma.
We're going to play this again. This is Russell Vogt, the HR director of the entire federal government in 2023 at a private dinner. Run it again.
We want the bureaucrats to be traumatically affected. We want, when they wake up in the morning, we want them to not want to go to work because they are so, they are increasingly viewed as the villains. We want their funding to be shut down so that the EPA can't do all of the rules against our energy industry because they have no bandwidth financially to do so. We want to put them in trauma.
We want to put them in trauma. This ain't about fraud, waste, and abuse. Don't get it twisted. Never has, never will be. That is garbage. That is a lie. And there you hear it right on tape. And that intentional infliction of emotional distress, it has had real costs. I'm going to tell you about them on the other side. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.